I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Thank you, John, very, very much. John Peters, my friend of many, many, many years. That's fun. Well, I'm glad to have you tuned. You're kind of fun yourself, you know. We're glad to have you with us. And we means Robert Borowski, Major Logan, who's in the newsroom. Robert is actually running between the telephone and the control panel. They are inches apart, and he is keeping us on the air as he screens calls for me and also make sure that I don't punch a wrong button or do something that would knock us off the air in some way. He is my producer and my screener and pretty much everything for the next 2 hours. So, Robert, thank you very much for that. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you two or three things. First of all, you need to be aware that we are here until 10 o'clock and that we do have a telephone number. That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP. 9227. Please, won't you call right now? We really need to get some calls starting out on the program. That'll get us going into the program, and we'll be in good shape that way. So it's 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please, call right now. Robert will be the first voice you'll hear, and if you're coherent and sound like you have a gardening question and you're all wakened up fresh, then Robert will put you on the air, and my voice will be the next one you'd hear. So there you are. Join me on Facebook. What else I need to tell you? If you're interested in my electronic newsletter, Neil Sperry's eGardens, it is free, and it will go out this Thursday evening at 6. And we'd love to have you signed up for that. Go to neilsperry.com for that one. And with those gems out of the way, we go to Steve Huddleston. Steve is a senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. We'll give you directions to the gardens because on a day like today, you'll want to go for sure, sure, sure. Steve, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Appreciate your call, and you're going to talk about some midwinter delights on a day that will get almost to 70 or mid-60s anyway, and that's really cool because we're looking towards spring. Tell us what you have in store.
Well, for one thing, every semester we offer classes at the Botanic Garden, and we certainly do that in the spring semester, which is underway now. Actually, these are classes offered through TCU's Extended Education Program, and you can find a list of those classes, and you can even sign up for them on our website. Click on education, and then there's a complete listing of those classes, and you can sign up online.
All right, and lots of fun things. Take a look at that, folks. Again, go to the Gardens website, and I'll just tell you right now, it's fwbg.org. If you think about the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and then just take the initials fwbg.org and click on education. There you'll be. And the same thing, actually, I'm going to tell you right now, we'll apply in an hour when we talk to Tucker Reed. They have educational programs at the Dallas Arboretum, and it's the same kind of click-through to find out what they have. You know, one of the signature places in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and I was there as it was developing, is the Japanese Garden. How many acres are in the Japanese Garden, Steve?
Oh, about seven
acres. And you know, when you walk through it, you just really think, this is bigger than 7 acres, because I just have been all around in this place, and it's just beautiful. It has had a storied history. It was a gravel pit, and then it was kind of a refuse place at one point, correct?
Yes, it was.
All right. And you guys and ladies have turned it into something beautiful. Tell us.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful, and we continue to make improvements in the Japanese Garden. Walkways, fish feeding stations, decks, you name it. We've added a lot within the past few years. But it's the plant material that really stands out during the winter and any time of the year. But winter is a wonderful time of the year to visit the Japanese Garden. The evergreen plants, the berries, the texture of bark really stand out during this time of the year. One plant that will catch your attention is black bamboo. We have this at the very entrance to our garden. In fact, it's near the ticket house. The young canes on this plant are green, but they later turn black, creating a striking contrast with the green foliage. And this is a very slow-growing bamboo. I mean, very slow. So this will not take over the world, but it's very attractive in the landscape. And another plant is coral bark Japanese maple. We have a specimen, one specimen, in fact, in the Japanese garden, and the bark is coral to scarlet during the winter. So this is a very striking addition to our winter landscape.
That's a beautiful
in
tree.
In the Japanese garden.
And everybody goes nuts over that one, don't they?
Yes.
It really is pretty. Now, folks, I have one in my yard, and I will tell you that in the summer, it's a lighter green. And so I would recommend, just from my own personal experience, maybe plant it not right in front of something deep, deep, dark green like my Nelly or Stephen's Holly.
Yes.
It's but it is so spectacular in the winter when that color changes, and let's see, you got another one.
Yes, the Japanese cedar. This is Cryptomeria. This is a fast-growing, tall, evergreen coniferous tree, native to Japan, where it is grown for timber. Here in the United States, it can get about 50 to 60 feet tall. It's in the same family as bald cypress, which does well for us here. Now, I checked the zones on this, and I found zones 5 to 9, Neil.
Yep.
But now, I will say this, that during a cold winter, the foliage may brown, but it recovers the following season. But it is perfectly hardy here. We have some near the pavilion in the Japanese garden. We also have one or two in the Fuller garden. But it's just a beautiful tree. And again, as you stand on the pavilion deck and look over the entire Japanese garden, there are one large one there that will catch your attention.
Okay, and the pavilion is?
The pavilion is the large deck on the west side of the Japanese garden. It overlooks the entire Japanese garden.
Right.
You have the best views from up there.
You sure do. They're spectacular, not to be confused with the gift shop. Speaking of that bronzing in the wintertime, I was in downtown McKinney last night for a birthday party for two of our children, and I commented to my wife it was part of an ongoing birthday party. That's not where we had dinner. That would conflict something we'll put on Facebook later. But anyway, I noticed that an arborvitae was very, very bronze. We're used to seeing the eastern red cedars turn bronze. The arborvitae was quite bronze that we saw. And so as a result, I'm not sure, but what a lot of these conifers probably have pollen at this time of year, and that may be part of that bronzing. So anyway, all of these are visible at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And how do we find you?
Well, we are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Folks, that's about 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth off I-30, off University Drive, just at that intersection of 30 and University. It's behind all the trees, as you might expect. It's the most historic botanic garden in Texas. You have a 24-hour information number.
We do. That number is 817-392-5510.
All right, and the aforementioned website is fwbg.org. Did I detect a sniffle or two this morning?
Yes, I was out cutting perennials and grasses back yesterday.
And a little allergy struck. It may be that cryptomeria. You'll never know. Steve, I appreciate you very, very much. You are just tops. Thank you, sir, for that report.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by WhizQ Stone. Since 1983, those experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across this whole area, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Let me tell you just a little bit about WhizQ Stone. You go in there, it's 22 acres in size. So your first impression when you drive in, you drive through all the gravel and the paving materials, the paved stone and the other paving materials, and you see the decorative pots, and you see their gardens that they have built in their demonstrations in the spring classes and fall classes. You see all of that, and then you see this handsome, I mean, it's not the Taj Mahal, it's a very handsome metal building that is very neat and tidy, and when you go through that door, you see people behind the counter who are smiling, engaging customers. They are working on figures and poundage of stones that will be needed. They know what they're doing. You say, this is a really professional stone yard. Then you go out back and you see 22 acres of stone and you say, oh my goodness. I think that's what you're going to say. Oh my goodness. WhizQ Stone, they are the best. They interpret your dreams and turn them into reality. They know the landscape contractors who can do it for you if you're uncomfortable in trying all that yourself. But they'll teach you in these classes this spring, or they'll help you while you're out there. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, as in Mike and Derek Whiznand, whiz-q as in quarry, whiz-q.com, it's WhizQ Stone.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Sierra Kelly at Callaway's in Denton. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Sierra, very much. And nice to have the voices of the people at Callaway's. That is an idea that I had when we talked to them about sponsoring an entire hour of the program. I said the public needs to hear the voices of your people. You have really great people. And that's how this all developed. I spent 2 days recording their people. They're great nursery people. Let's go to Mark in Marietta, Oklahoma, our first call today. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi, how can I help you?
I have a Don Juan climbing rose. It's a repeat bloomer, and I'm wondering how I should prune it.
All right, and that's always a challenge because we tell people to wait on climbing roses to prune them until after they bloom. Because the original climbing roses were almost all one-time bloomers in the spring. The old original blaze rose, which was everybody's favorite red for decades, only bloomed in the spring, and so you pruned it at that point and let it regrow for the following year. With Don Juan and the other constant bloomers, you want to prune them some in February, in early February, just to reshape them. If you're training it, and I'm sure you are, up against some kind of a trellis or a wall so that it's two-dimensional, you need to take any of the branches that come out and have that arch out away from the structure. You need to take those off. Any weak, non-productive canes need to come off. You just need to tidy it up. But I wouldn't do a lot of pruning to cut the tips back a lot. That part is dissimilar from bush roses. I'm going to explain bush roses in just a moment. But I would prune, let me tell people about how to prune bush roses, and I'll tell you how this one differs. Bush roses, all bush roses, whether they're grandifloras all the way down to miniatures, you want to prune by half. You prune them by 50% right above a bud that faces out away from the centers of the plants. And you do that between the 10th and between the 5th and 15th of February. So all bush roses by half right above a bud that faces away from the center to open the plants up, and early February. Instead of half with a perpetual climber, I would probably prune them back by 25 or 30%. The tips, but no more, nothing too heavy, and then remove the canes that you obviously don't want. And I would do that in February, and then after that big round of spring bloom, because there's a lot of vigorous new growth in the spring, Mark, then I would do another shaping at that point.
Okay, very good. Thanks for your help.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
All right. Harold and Hurst will be our very next call up, and we're going to take our first longer break, and then Harold. And you'll be right after Harold. I mean, the line is short right now, folks. You go into a grocery store the day before Thanksgiving, and you got one person with one question in front of you. You say, that's the line I'm going to. So Harold's line. Line forms behind Harold. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my brand new book. It's 9 months old now, and that's not very old for a gardening book. Compare that to my complete guide to Texas gardening, which is the one that you will find in stores and on Amazon. That baby is 24 years old. I self-published my new book, so you will not find it in stores and you won't find it on Amazon. I decided I just was tired of the committee meetings and the arm wrestling and all of the stuff that goes through working with a publisher. So I hired a graphic designer of the premier sort and an editor of the premier sort, and we struck out and we built us a book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 contains everything I used to put in my garden calendar when I published those. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. And that chapter is 48 pages long, 4 pages per month. Chapters 3 through 11 are individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. This is the book that I wanted to write for you 35 or 40 years ago when I wrote my complete guide to Texas gardening. This is the book I'm really proud to offer to you. This is the book that is not a revised copy of anything I've ever written. this is the book that is less expensive than the book that is in the stores right now, even though it's 24 years newer. $28.95, available from my office only. And the way to do that is to call between now and 10:30. The office will be open until 10:30. $28.95 plus tax plus postage. I don't know what we'll have to do when we go back for the second printing in a few weeks, but odds are quite good that prices will go up. It's just the nature of the beast. And so you can get a real savings. I know they won't go down. And so my recommendation to you is grab one of these right now before you do any of your spring planning and plantings. It's available only through neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or by calling 800-752-GROW before 10:30 this morning. Numerically, that's 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. A week from today, Super Bowl Sunday, as we always do, and Robert Browski, you'll want to pay attention to this next commentary. We will have Dr. George Ray McEachern from Texas A&M, the state fruit and pecan specialist, on the air with us. All of our calls a week from today, all of our calls will be for our special guest for that one time a year. Dr. McEachern will talk about fruit and pecan varieties, how to grow them, how to be successful. You want to open a vineyard, he'll help you. This is not my strongest part of urban horticulture. I'm more in landscape side, and George Ray has been my friend for 45 years, and he will step in and answer those questions next week. We've done this for 32 years now, I believe it is. You'll enjoy that very much. Now, so tune in next Sunday morning, 8 until 10, don't forget. Having said that, I want to tell you about Wamaq Nursery, which is your source of the varieties that George Ray will be recommending. Wamaq Nursery is in De Leon, fourth generation Texas nursery. Let me say that again, fourth generation Texas nursery, offering the best fruit and pecan and grape varieties, blackberry varieties, anywhere in the state of Texas, all from one source. 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon. I'll give you the phone number, but the easiest thing to do is just go to WamaqNursery.com. Now, if you're in a busy meeting and you open that website up to browse while you're bored, I warn you, it's got about 2 seconds of beautiful music just to tell you you're on the website, so turn it down. I learned the hard way. Beautiful website. And all these fruit varieties, they're just fabulous. You can order by phone. They are a mail order nursery, and the plants that they sell are of superior quality. I'm proud to have them here in the winter each year. Wamaq Nursery Company, WOMACK, WamaqNursery.com, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon. They're open 6 days a week. I don't know if they're open Saturday afternoons, but Saturday mornings and weekdays. And the phone number is 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497. 2551 State Highway 6, De Leon, 76444. WamaqNursery.com. Get their free catalog. However, it's all on that website at WamaqNursery.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Mm-hmm. They are the best. They're just the best. Neil Sperry's Home Landscape School comes up in 3 weeks from yesterday. It will be Saturday, February 14, at the Plano Center, and we have a few seats remaining. Sponsored by Callaway's and by Encore Electric Service Delivery, our 20th annual Home Landscape School will be like the other 19. It will be a sellout. And our speakers, there are two. I will be one of them for about half of the day. Intermingled, we'll be there the whole day, both of us. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford. Stephen is the most gifted horticulture writer. I wish I could write as well as he does. He's fabulous. And when he speaks, people love this guy. He is just great. Stephen Chambly and I will share the stage back and forth all day long that day as we teach you how to develop a simple landscape plan, a lovely, tasteful, beautiful landscape plan to scale. That's the important element in all this. You'll do a landscape plan for a project at your own home. We'll teach you how to design the use areas of your landscape, how to lay out beds, the bed configuration and size, how to prepare the beds, what plants are best, and how do you place them within those beds, how to have color effectively with annuals and perennials and other sources, how to have a good lawn, and how to use hardscapes most efficiently. All of that, and then we give you a 30-minute consultation with a professional landscape designer 2 weeks later on February 28 or March 1 to finish your landscape plan. You leave with a working drawing of your own project for your home and the knowledge of how to design additional projects. For $199 for one person, $239 for two people, same household, that is a bargain. Get a seat before they're gone. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number I gave you for my new book, 800-752-4769. Or again, you can go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm John Ridings with Callaway's in Southlake, and now back to Neil.
All right, let's go to Harold in Hearst, our next call up. By the way, the number here for plant questions, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Harold, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a red oak tree. In the last few years, the leaves seem to wither as they come on in the spring and stay withered all through the summer. And, you know, the tree's probably 15 years old or so. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, well, I don't want to see the tree die because it creates much shade for my home.
How much new growth do you get each year?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
How tall was the tree when you planted it?
Well, when I moved in, the tree was already planted. But I've been in the home for about a dozen years, and I've seen the tree grow. Well, the tree's probably 30 feet tall, 35 feet tall now.
And what size was it earlier when you moved in?
Oh, I guess the tree's probably doubled in size.
All right. Wilting is an indication of a moisture stress, obviously. That moisture stress could be caused by many, many different things. It could be caused by some kind of injury within the trunk. It could obviously be caused by drought. It could be caused by roots that have run out of available soil because of a very high rocky shelf beneath the topsoil. It could be caused by injury to the trunk of either mechanical injury from a trimmer or mower, or by a sun scald early in its life. That's probably would have passed by now. Or weed killer damage. Weed and feed fertilizers are a very common cause of wilted looks in plants where people have used weed and feed fertilizers, and that's exactly why I will never do an ad for a weed and feed fertilizer, nor will you ever hear me recommend them. I'm a big advocate for fertilizing our trees and for using weed killers. I'll use the same products, I just don't use them at the same time. I mean, I like to brush my teeth and I like to eat English peas, I just don't do them at the same time. And so my recommendation would be think about those things a little bit. Look at the trunk very carefully. Look at the root system. Probe around in the soil to see what its depth is. And you may need to get a certified arborist on site to look at it at that point. You may need somebody who can come out during the season when that happens. Have you ever used a weed and feed fertilizer?
No, I haven't. Can the tree be fertilized at this time right now, at this time of year?
You fertilize in anticipation of growth. What are you trying to accomplish by fertilizing now? I don't have a clue. I wouldn't. I don't fertilize until April.
Okay, so
first
spring.
Of April. Yeah, spring. I fertilize my trees when I fertilize my turf grass. I have warm season turf grasses, St. Augustine and Bermuda, and so they are fertilized in early April, early June, early September, and that works out great for the trees. Because that's when they're growing also.
Well, all right. I think you've
That's all I have. Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I just throw it at you with a shovel and make you pick it out.
I think it's a water problem is what I think it is.
Probably so. All right. Good luck with it, Harold. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Donald in Marlin. I like these calls from Marlin when Donald calls, so I'll help you in just a moment. He's the only call ahead of you if you'd like to call right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? Our longest segment is coming up, and we'll be able to get to your call very easily. So give us a call, 800-288-9227. My friend, Norway Irrigation, my friend Bill Jensen, owner of Norway Irrigation, the best irrigation contractors in the Metroplex. We're in a water shortage. Everybody's pretty well aware of that. And Bill Jensen and Norway Irrigation can come in and retrofit an existing above-ground system to the finest, most reliable drip irrigation system you'll find anywhere. Your grass and your plants have different watering needs, and drip irrigation will give you the freedom to decide when and how much you need to water. There are a lot of relaxed restrictions when you're using drip irrigation. Let the folks at Norway Irrigation show you how you can save water and save money and save plants by using their WeatherMatic equipment, their drip irrigation system. They design it great. Bill has been my friend for 45 years since we moved into the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I have taken great pride in advertising for him for the last 33 years. This is the 33rd year. Norway Irrigation, founded in 1983. And for all of that time, they've been my go-to people for irrigation and also one for whom I am very happy to speak. So that's Norway Irrigation with WeatherMatic, Bill Jensen. Please tell him that I was saying good things about him. That's important to me because when you're talking about your friends, you want them to know that that people are listening. That's Norway Irrigation. Their phone number is 972-446-3292. Again, more slowly, 972-446-3292, NorwayIrrigation.com.
Monday morning at 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
Five careers that are really bad for your health. They can wipe you out.
Bartender in Provo, Utah.
Six careers that could be really bad for you. 5:45, Hal and Brian right here, Monday morning on WBAP.
Brian Estridge has broadcast from Provo. Our son goes with him on the TCU football games. I can only imagine what a beautiful city. Let me tell you about Callaway's right now. You're hearing the voices of the Callaway's people, and we are very proud to have them as advertisers sponsoring this entire hour of my program. And thank you for that, Callaway's. Bring fresh color to your garden with bright, lively flowers from Callaway's Nursery. Oh, they have great-looking pansies, beautiful pansies in a palette of colors, just a continuum of colors, blues to pinks to golden yellows and whites. And just if there's a pansy color, they have that color. Callaway's Matrix pansies possess large flowers and strong stems that stand up to the weather and brighten pots and beds and borders. Choose Callaway's 4-inch Matrix pansies on sale for just $1.48 a plant, and they're beautiful plants. You also find cool season cyclamen in 6-inch pots. I bought one from them about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and it's beautiful still, just beautiful. Regular $12.99, oh my goodness, just $9.98 each at Callaway's. Oh, they're gorgeous. And don't forget to pick up several bags of Callaway's Premium Flower Bed Mix. They've combined the finest ingredients to enhance our native soils. Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guaranteed, certified and master certified nursery professionals at every one of the 17 convenient Callaway's. 9 to 6 daily. Find a store near you at callaways.com. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and unlike any other, here's Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time is 8:34. President Obama is meeting with the head of India today. That story coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. That accident I-635 at Coit Road has been cleared in Dallas, but you'll find construction on the east and westbound sides of I-635 from Midway Road to Josie Lane. Various lanes blocked till about noon today. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast. Sunny, pleasant, and mild. High near 59. Clear tonight. Overnight low 40. And it looks like we've got sunshine again tomorrow. High should be around 68. It's 43 now in Grand Prairie. President Obama shared a national security discussion he had with India Prime Minister Modi today in New Delhi.
We compared how much sleep each of us is getting. And it turns out that Modi is getting even less sleep than me. But, of course, that's because he's still new. After you've been doing this for about 6 years, maybe he'll be able to get an extra hour.
The president also told the prime minister today he will look at all additional options available to us, short of military confrontation, to ratchet up the pressure on Russia on the issue of Ukraine. And one person was injured in a fire Saturday at a popular Metroplex Vietnamese restaurant.
The fire at the Pho District restaurant on West 7th Street in Fort Worth has resulted in one man being hospitalized. The 30-year-old was taken to a local hospital with burns to the face. His identity and details of the condition have not been released. It was listed as a one-alarm fire. Tom Clay, 24/7 News.
Again, mostly sunny today, high closer to 67 degrees. It's 46 degrees now in Granbury. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. And it's time for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I'm proud to tell you about the pets each week. I'm an adopted guy, and it's time that you went out and adopted. I always get dogs, and I tell the SPCA, you know, you get these cute little puppies, they'll get adopted. Give me the ones that have a little more of a challenge. Over the years, I've had three-legged dogs. I've had 14-year-old dogs. I've had all kinds of things. I have a cute one for you today. I guess if an 84-pound Wheaton Terrier mix can be cute, he's cute. He is called Frazier, and he's 7 years old. He's a mature guy, very loving, cool guy, and even better hairdo. He's white, and he's... I thought it was a poodle. I don't know all of my dog breeds. And then I saw that he was the mix and that he was 84 pounds. I thought, no, he's a larger dog. He's sweet. He loves to go on long walks through the park. He's a perfect guy to take on strolls. He also doesn't mind lounging around. If you're looking for a sweet and loving, beautiful dog, beautiful, absolutely beautiful dog, head on over to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Now, this is a very cheerful place. I was there the day that that center was opened. They had been in a very confined area, and they had a parade of the dogs. Every dog came in a car. Just one dog, one car, one driver, all volunteers. There are about 50 dogs who came. They all pulled in a procession. They got out and they came into the new shelter on red carpets. And it was the coolest thing. So I've always loved this center. We have adopted animals at this center, and you need to do the same thing. It's a beautiful, inspiring, cheerful, happy place, a great place to take kids as you pick out a stray animal like my mom and dad picked me out. I hope you'll do that. And this is Frazier that we're trying to find a home for today. They'll be open noon to 6 today, and he's had all his vaccinations. He has been neutered, and he's been microchipped. He's good to go, and you'll be happy you have him. 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. Dallas Shelter, same hours. Noon to 6, 7 days a week at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. And by the way, the McKinney Shelter is just east of Custer, and that part of Stacy Road. Stacy winds a little bit. It's just east of Custer, almost on the Frisco border. So get out today, adopt a wonderful animal. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week.
A new type of unrest in the Middle East. Netanyahu coming to America, a new king in Saudi Arabia, and another country falling to, well, we think they're terrorists. So what does this actually mean? We're going to look at it on the Ben Ferguson Show Monday morning at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
All right. Let me tell you right now about our home landscape school, and I'm going to do the short version of it that sends you to my website because I really want you to read about it and see if that wouldn't be just a perfect way for you to spend Valentine's Day. We'll be through at 4:30, so you got plenty of time to get to a Valentine's evening reservation. That won't be a problem. Or maybe this is your present and that you give or that you celebrate together. It makes a great place for a couple to come. Stephen Chambly and I will teach you all day long on that day how to design a landscape plan to scale. So many people design a landscape plan based on the size of the plant when they buy it. They say, oh, this would be cute over there, and then over there becomes very small, and this would be cute. becomes gigantic and overwhelms its whole part of the landscape. If you design one to scale and you do your homework ahead of time, which is what we're going to teach you how to do, you'll have a wonderful landscape plan. So read all the details at neilsperry.com. We have a few seats remaining. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. That's February 14, and then we have a landscape design session with a professional landscape designer, one-on-one, that will be yours either February 28 or March 1, also in the Dallas area. We bring about 25 designers in from all over Texas for that one, and you're matched up with one that is appropriate to what you're trying to do. All right, so that's what it is, neilsperry.com. You can find out about it. If you want to call my office now and go ahead and reserve if you already know about it, same number you used to buy my new book, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
It's Stock Show time again in Fort Worth. Come see us at the WBAP booth in the Amon Carter Exhibit Hall. Chris Kroc live every weekday at 4. Sponsored by American Tornado Masters, Bath Planet, and Texas Home Improvement. These things are legendary. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo and WBAP.
I have had the blessing through my career of working with some of the finest horticultural minds in the state of Texas. And it is incredibly fun for me to engage them in topics that where they know a lot more than I do. And there are plenty of topics where the experts know a lot more than I do. Arborological Services. I love talking to their people because they have a lot of great specialists. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have men and women who have won the top awards, the Texas Tree Climbing Champion, 22 out of the 32 years that competition's been held. They have won it, so I get to talk to their people about how it is to do that. They're specialists. They have college-degreed pathologists, pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. They are so well-versed in horticulture, in trees. Don't ask them about your Shasta daisies. Ask them to look at your trees. For the finest in tree service, it is Arborological Services, arborological.com, on Facebook at Arborological Services, Inc., at Twitter, at The Tree Experts, and on the phone, it is a toll-free number, even though they are totally local, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Debbie Puppy from Callaway's in McKinney, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Debbie. That lady sat at that microphone, and she nailed her four recordings. She was just fabulous. No intimidation. She's great. Let's go to Donald in Marlin. We're going to take several calls now. Donald, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. You interviewed the gentleman from the Arboretum in Fort Worth earlier this morning.
Yes.
And he was talking about a tree at the end, toward the end of the interview that is adaptable to zone 5 through 9.
Yeah, that's Japanese cedar, and it is Cryptomeria japonica. Cryptomeria, Cryptomeria. Cryptomeria sounds like something that my 5-year-old grandson who likes zombies would think about. Gosh, Tales from the Cryptomeria.
There you go. Where would I find that?
I don't know. It's not an ordinary plant in most nurseries. I think if you get into an independent retail garden center, I think you'll find that it is in some of them part of the time, but in average nursery settings, you don't see it very often. I'd plant it with... I don't have one. It's a big tree. You need to know it's a large tree. Do a little homework on it and see if it's a match for you. It might be. They're very pretty in the botanic gardens. They have them at the Arboretum as well.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate your call, Donald. Thank you. Let's go to Kathy in Teague. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I've got a question about some knockout roses that I have planted in front of my porch. It's on the west side. There is a tree that gives it a little shade in the evening. It's on a drip line, but I guess they're probably about 3 or 4 years old. And right now the foliage on them is very yellow, brown, spotty green in some places. I don't know whether to prune them back and maybe they'll make a comeback, or if they're diseased, I need to start over.
Let me try to help you. I'm going to say I can try, and that may be the best that I'm able to do. Teague is near Waco, right?
That's correct.
Number one, knockout roses are bush roses, so they are pruned the same way we did the description earlier, where you prune them back by 50%, 50. You do it in early February where you are, the first week of February, so you're pretty close now. You could do it now in this nice weather. They have so many stems that pruning them a branch at a time, unlike hybrid teas, is pretty problematic on knockouts, so you may end up with hedge trimmers or something, and I understand that. It'd drive me nuts to try to take out half of the growth on a knockout. So that's one factor. Number two factor is they need full sun, and people sometimes try to ease the little bit of shade comment over to they get a little shade late in the day, and then I say, well, what's late in the day? So like 1:30. Oh no, that's not late in the day. And so you need to make sure that they're getting 10 or 12 hours of sun in the summer.
Okay.
And so if they're not getting that may be part of the problem. Yellowing this time of year is normal on roses. They will drop a lot of their leaves. And then the big kicker that I want to point out, although I don't know if you have it yet in Teague, is rose rosette virus. It has bothered knockout roses horribly in the Metroplex.
Now, what does that look like?
Well, it's hard to describe. I want you to look it up online. There are thousands of photos on it available now, and I have a lot of them on my website and on my Facebook page, but it may be listed as RRV or rose rosette virus. The thing that you'll notice, just to do the quick overview, is the stems are extremely strong growing. You'll have a plant with 15 stems and four of them will be extremely strong growing, or three or five, just okay. Part of them. And when you look at those stems, they will have probably 8 or 10 times the normal number of spines of thorns, and then they are just absolutely you couldn't touch them. They're so thorny. The flowers begin to develop, and they are brown. They don't open properly. They're deformed. And the leaves begin to kind of gnarl too. They're very distinctly different. They're called bull canes. That's rose rosette virus, and those plants must be destroyed the moment you're sure that that's what you have. People okay. in the Metroplex so often try to trim them to get rid of it, to camouflage it, and that is just perpetuating the disease and spreading it, because the mite that carries the disease is microscopic, and they're fooling themselves by pruning. They think they're controlling it, and they're not at all. So that's okay. That's rose rosette. I can't get any closer than that, Kathy. I have to hand it back to you and say go okay. do a little research and see what you might have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
The call. You bet. Appreciate that. Let me, Judy and Albert, if you'll wait, and to Betty and Mark, I'll get to you. Let me get my last break out of the way here. We got lots of time. We'll have good time. Let me tell you once again about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my brand new book. If you are about ready to do some spring gardening activities and you need the best gardening reference for the state of Texas, I think we now have it. I was happy with my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening when I finished it in 1990, 25 years ago, and sent it to the printer. It was published about 24 years ago this coming month, and it's sold a million copies. I think I don't hear anything much from the publisher. That's why I don't want to go back through the publisher route on any of the books that I do. I prefer to self-publish. This new book will probably not in my lifetime sell a million copies, but I am enjoying very much being able to have complete control of its destiny. When we designed it, the three of us designed it, Carolyn Skye, my editor, Cindy Smith, the very fine graphic designer, and I, and we have the book that we wanted to have. It changed over the course of its development into a much more thorough book. It was going to be a handbook. Well, it's handbook size, but it's 344 pages, 840 photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It has all the information that you could possibly want. Everything I've ever written is combined into this book. The old boot book that you find in stores, it's all in here, but in a completely different format. This is not a revised last copy. I didn't even look at the old book when I wrote this one. We have a complete chapter of 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. I used to put that in my calendar when I did annual calendars. People don't buy calendars anymore. And then all of our posters that we had that used to be $10 each, and there were four of them, they're all in this book. And the book itself, with all the other information, just $28.95. Those posters had the 100 best annuals, 120 best perennials, the 100 best landscape plants, etc. And they would have cost you more if you just bought the posters. We're still selling them. It would cost you more than the book. And they're all in the book verbatim. So that's what you can get. $28.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Went to the office on Friday night and signed 200 books. So we have signed copies if you call before 10:30 today. Satisfaction guaranteed. This book is not in stores, not on Amazon. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. Remember, the office is open until 10:30 this morning.
Leaves are still falling, so if you need a new pool sweep or repair of your old one to scoop them up, Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. For over 41 years, Dixon Brothers has been working with water. They provide knowledge and quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, equipment, and service, pool chemicals, water well pumps, supplies, and floating fountains. The list goes on. If your pool had freeze damage in Icemageddon of 2013, don't let it happen again. Call Dixon Brothers. They can install a freeze guard to automatically turn your pool system on when temperatures hit below 38 degrees. The circulation protects your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms back up, so it's super easy to use and great for your pool. If you're a pond keeper, you'll want to add a de-icer to your pond to keep the surface area ice-free and your fish safe. And while you're there, pick up a thermometer to test the water temperature and know when not to feed your fish. Be sure to call them at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School all day Valentine's Day, February 14, Saturday. That'll be at the Plano Center. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and Callaway's, we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale. Bed design and plant placement within the beds, what plants are the best. You'll have a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional, your choice of either Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project of your own home. Only $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Register at neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
News Talk 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2, WBAP.
Well, let me tell you right now about Advanced Foundation Repair, the company I hope you never need. Hope my buddy Fred Marshall didn't hear that comment. But you know what? I love my listeners, and I don't want you to have foundation problems. Nobody wants that. It's like having a flat tire. You say, oh, man, I gotta repair my foundation, and it's not even going to show other than the fact that the cracks won't show anymore, et cetera, et cetera. Well, let me tell you the bright side of this whole story, and that is that you'll get to meet Fred Marshall and his team. They will come to your home for a free home inspection. They will give you a free estimate of what needs to be done to repair the foundation. If you don't have foundation problems, they will tell you. You don't have foundation problems. They'll just look you square in the eye and say that, and then they'll say, we appreciate your call. Here's our card. Call us if something develops. And then they'll go on their way, and they don't call back and say, you have any yet? I love doing ads for these people. And we've used their services once at our home for our slab in one of our major rooms that was added later, and once at my magazine office, and that was for the Pier and Beam Foundation. I can tell you from firsthand experience, they're the best. I can tell you from about probably 500 letters I've gotten, they're the best. People who are so happy with the affordable estimate, also with the way that they did their work quickly, and very affordably. The free estimate, the affordable work. I think that's what I mean. I've said that right the first time. So I hope you'll call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, they are foundationrepairs.com. It's plural, foundationrepairs.com. And the phone number is one you'll never forget. It's easy to remember. Just try it. You know what 214 is. That's the old Dallas area code. So there you are. They serve the whole Metroplex. It's 214-333-0003. Just kind of rhythmic. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. And we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. I'm Tom McLaughlin with Callaway's Nursery in North Arlington. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Tom, very much. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Judy and Alvord. Judy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear from you. I have a little bird sanctuary I'm creating. It's about a quarter acre on the backside of the pasture, and I want to create a thicket for the cardinals. And I just need to know what I could plant on a barbed wire fence. Size is no option. So what could I plant? They're clear at the front of our property on a big thicket where they live, and I want to draw them up here if possible.
Size is no problem for you?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't put anything on the barbed wire fence because I don't know that it's going to be a large enough plant to offer them the harbor that they need. Eastern red cedar would definitely be their chosen home, I would think. They need something very dense, very twiggy. The predators and the hawks and others wouldn't be able to find them. Just high enough. So that's why I see ours in our eastern red cedars. They show up well there. They eat the little juniper berries, and they're happy as larks, and that makes a lovely setting in a rural landscape as well. That's what
they grow underneath the post oaks. That's the only
they
thing
do. I have a pecan forest where we live, and the eastern red cedars combine. You'll see them growing commonly in the post oak territory. So, yes, I think they'll do well. I wouldn't put them directly beneath the post oaks. I'd put them out where they get a good bit of sun.
Okay.
But, yes, they'll survive quite well. And you don't need very many. Just one or two would do well. They get large.
Okay. That sounds great. Appreciate
I'm glad
it.
You called. Yeah, that'll work great. And then the feeders you can put in, you can get them. They'll come by the dozen.
I love it. Thank
That's
you.
That's a girl. Thank you, Judy. All right, we're going to take a news break. Betty in Pottsboro with the Chinese tallow. Looks like it might have rot. I got into this business as an eighth grader, growing Chinese tallow trees. I'll try to help you give my best effort. Mark in Plano, ryegrass, planted 15 years ago, wants to get rid of it. I want to ask you a question. I can help you. I can. Stay tuned. We'll be back.